Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Vandalism at a Brooklyn church is now being investigated as a hate crime. Our Marla Diamond says it happened at a nearly century-old Catholic church in East Harlem, in East Flatbush.
The Brooklyn Diocese says the statue that was damaged is more than 90 years old and had recently been restored on the grounds of the St. Teresa of Lisieux Church on Avenue D. The Virgin Mary was damaged by someone using a brick, and the cross in the hands of a statue of St. Teresa, also known as Little Flower, was broken. Police have a photo of the suspect seen walking away from the East Flatbush Church around 4:30 a.m. on Tuesday. The incident is being investigated by the NYPD's Hate Crime Task Force. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Governor Hochul has signed a bill which will increase the number of red light cameras in the city.
Going from 150 to 600. That is transformational. Think about it. That's 450 more intersections where drivers are less likely to run a red light, less likely to hit a pedestrian, run into another car, safer commutes for our kids.
Fines will also be increased for passing a school bus to $1,500. A judge in the Harvey Weinstein retrial case has granted the prosecution's request to consolidate his Me Too case and a newer charge into one single trial. The former movie mogul is already facing retrial on two sex crime charges after New York's highest court overturned his 2020 conviction earlier this year. Then last month, he was hit with a new charge, accusing him of another assault. He's pleaded not guilty to that. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office had argued that holding separate trials would be ineffective and a waste of resources, rather inefficient and a waste of resources. But a trial date has not been set. The next hearing is scheduled for the end of January. Bird advocates are rallying this afternoon outside City Hall in an effort to get a bill passed known as Flacco's Law. One piece of the legislation will require certain buildings to make glass safer in order to prevent fatal window strikes, like the one that killed Central Park's Flacco the owl. Kathy Nazari is the founder of the Lights Out Coalition. She tells 1010 Winds about the efforts.
That will require these buildings with reflective glass. They look like a sheet of like a mirror, a large mirror in the sky. Will have to replace their reflective glass with bird-friendly materials.
Nazari adds that 1 million birds die in the U.S. each year from building collisions. A Long Island grandmother says she was robbed of $350 after buying a bogus gift card from CVS, but thanks to 1010 Winds, she was able to get her money back.
Marcia says she was very excited to give her grandson a Dick's Sporting Goods gift card that she bought for $350 from the CVS store here in Huntington Station.
It was a special birthday, and I wanted to give him something special.
But when the teenager tried to use it, it did not work. It was a fake gift card.
I felt so bad, and I felt like so violated and so scammed.
1010 Wynn stepped in to help Marcia get her money back. The spokesperson for CVS says gift cards are a challenge for all retailers. The advice for customers, keep receipts in case you have to make a police report, and if the barcode on the card can be peeled off, it's a fake. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Huntington Station, Long Island.
Well, if you think the streets and roads in the city are crowded, then you are correct. The number of people traveling in and out of the city by car is higher than ever. That's according to State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli. A new report shows crossing on the MTA's bridges and tunnels climbed to a record 335 million last year and expected to hit 339 million this year. This comes as subway ridership slows post-pandemic, with weekday trips hovering around 70% of pre-COVID levels. The comptroller's report predicts a budget gap of about $211 million this year and says that could increase to $652 million in 2028. Another issue is the overtime's cost, with the MTA paying out about $1.4 billion in overtime last year. That was its highest ever. Governor Hochul's pause on congestion pricing is also estimated to have created a $15 billion shortfall in the MTA's capital program. In a statement, the MTA says the risks identified in the report are consistent with what we have been actively managing and discussed publicly at our board meetings. The MTA also says it's authorized new hirings to reduce overtime costs. MTA officials are expected to lobby for more funds in the upcoming legislative session.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.